Doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Doing outstanding. Appreciate it. Coach, is there anything better than opening day, and as an added bonus, opening day in your own ballpark?
I think opening day is always fun just because it just brings a great energy to the game of college baseball. You have all these teams who have been practicing since September with all their individual work and going through the fall, and then this is like Christmas morning for everybody. They've been working so hard to be able to get to this point, and then starting on Friday, it gets to come to fruition. So really excited about what's coming up on Friday.
Coach, when you have the long off season that you do, and you go through the drills and everything that you have to do to get ready for the season, there's just something special about opening day. But to be able to hold those horses in the stable, how hard is that sometimes?
The biggest thing is you want to make sure your guys go out there and relax and just trust that all the work that they've put into it is going to pay off. You know, that's the biggest thing. Is everybody's going to be a little anxious. Everybody's going to have a little nerves kind of going through their system. But the biggest thing is the ones who can kind of control those feelings and that little bit of anxiety are the ones who are going to perform best on opening day. It's really a fun time, but at the same time, it's a good test on being able to control your feelings and your emotions.
Coach, when you have the opportunity to talk to them and get them ready for opening day, it's still just another game. And how important is it for them? You mentioned the word relax, and baseball is such a game of being able to let the game come to you and do what the game asks you to do. How important is that to keep reminding them that as you get closer to that first pitch?
I think the biggest thing is just making sure they understand what their role is. You know, knowing that to go in there and we're going to put you in a spot where you're going to succeed and be able to handle what we're going to give you, so you don't have to feel like you have to do everything. You know, I'm not a big fan of the phrase I'm trying to do too much. You know, that for me, it's like a cliche catch-all phrase, but I just tell our guys that know your role, know what you're expected to do in that role, be the CEO of that role. And when your time is called to be able to go and produce, then go out there and do what you can. It doesn't mean you're going to succeed all the time, but the opportunity for you to go out there and do it, we have great faith in them at that point.
One of the things you have to do this season is maybe identify some team leaders, because you lost some outstanding leaders, especially in Cunningham, your center fielder, are gone because of his senior year, and then a couple of juniors that went to the major league draft, and Langoliers and Davis.
Yeah, it's really difficult to replace two first-rounders. You know, those aren't really dropping from the trees all that much, especially in Central Texas. So, but I'll tell you what, you know, and everybody kind of talks, you know, and in a lot of different processes, you're asked, like, what kind of baseball you play. And to be honest, the personality of the team really kind of creates the dynamic of how we play. You know, last year you have, you know, Shea Langeliers, Davis Winsell, obviously first-round picks, and then Richard Cunningham in center field, and Cole Herring, you know, a bunch of big, older, senior leader guys who could hit the ball a long way. You know, that changes how you play a little bit. And, you know, with a team that has more gap power, with a little more speed, you know, you need to be a little more creative in creating runs. So that, for me, is going to be a big thing. We've got really good guys coming back, so an older group of guys in certain areas. But we have some young guys who are really going to have to step up. And like I said, as long as they know their role and play with the expectation of just do what they're supposed to do in that role, then they're going to be fine.
Coach, I'm sorry. Is that something that just has to unfold in front of you as the early in the season comes to fruition?
I'll tell you what. There's some times when you put a kid in a couple spots and it doesn't go real well, and just as a coach, you're like, well, that's not right. but then there's times when you put kids in spots, like last year, Andy Thomas was our first baseman and came down with mono real early in the year. And Chase Wesner went out and had a start for us. And next thing you know, he went 55 games without making an error. So he just took complete advantage of it. So those are the things that I really like, is when kids take advantage of those opportunities. But trust me, there's quite a few times when you put guys out there and you're expecting them to do certain things and it doesn't go well. And trust me, all of us are looking at each other like, well, we better fix that. And the player knows it as well.
One of the challenges you're going to have during this non-conference schedule is figuring out a lineup, because there was announced a 14-player suspension earlier this week.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, our guys, they're a great group of kids. You know, they made a mistake. They're going to, you know, deal with the consequences that have been laid before them. And it's me as a coach, it's my job just to make sure I put the lineup out there, and we'll just deal with the benches accordingly.
Is that going to give some second line players an opportunity to maybe shine like Wesner did last year?
I hope so. I hope so. Like that's the big thing for me is, you know, a lot of people take advantage of different opportunities. Shoot, I got called up to the big leagues because somebody got hurt up in the big leagues, you know, and so everybody, you know, you don't realize it, but sometimes, you know, someone else's misfortune might be, you know, a great opportunity, and hopefully they take advantage of it. But, you know, like I said, our guys are going to deal with the consequences that they have to deal with, and the guys who get to go and play before them, I hope they take a lot of advantage of it.
Coach, you start off with 8 games at home at Baylor Ballpark. It's going to be friendly confinements, but how important is it to be able to learn that you got to be able to take it one pitch at a time and the little things that baseball asks you to do, given it being at Baylor Ballpark, is that an advantage for you, you think, being able to get that across to especially the young players?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting dynamic because I love playing at home just because you're familiar with the field, you're familiar with the surroundings. There's a lot of comfort. You're sleeping in your own bed. Mm-hmm. But I love playing on the road. I do. I think you go out, you're traveling with your teammates, you're staying in hotels, you know, you're all eating together, you know, you're rooming with each other. And that for me is always a great bonding moment. I think it's a great opportunity for guys to get to know each other. You know, we've taken teams overseas to, you know, Italy and Taiwan, and those are some of the greatest moments because they create great bonding time. You know, playing at home is always great. It's comfortable. There's not a lot of stress, home field. But at the same time, for me, I love playing on the road. I do. I think it's a great opportunity for teams to really kind of mesh in a great way.
We mentioned that Langeliers and Davis went first round draft in the major leagues last year. How are you filling those two spots, catcher and third base?
Filling them. That's a really interesting phrase. You know, the big for me is, I'll tell you what, Andy Thomas is going to be our catcher. He came in with Shea, and I'll be honest, he's probably one of the better receivers that we've had here. You know, obviously Shea Langeliers' arm, it was just a difference maker in a lot of different roles and capacities in this game. And Andy's going to fill in just fine. I mean, obviously he's an amazing hitter, but he and Shea just worked really well together behind the plate, and he learned a lot. I have complete confidence in who he is and what he is behind the plate in regards to his communication, the way he works with our pitchers. Like, I think we're going to be just fine. You know, when you lose a guy like Davis, who is just an amazing overall athlete, the guy played 5 different positions here, and he ends up being a first rounder as an infielder, as a third baseman, and shortstop. You know, we have some young kids who are going to step into that role. But when you have guys like Nick Lofton at shortstop, who is a Team USA guy, who is a possibility to be a first round pick, you know, that hopefully that takes a little bit of pressure off those guys, and at the same time gives us an opportunity to experiment a little bit with some of those open spots at second base and third base to see kind of what the best fit is in the chess pieces.
It all starts on the mound. What do you see your rotation looking like to start the year?
You know, right now we're going to go Jimmy Winston, Paul Dickens, and then we're trying to figure out who our Sunday starter is going to be right now. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Hayden Kettler right now. He's just made a jump the past couple. Who's a veteran who's worked for us early on. So because nothing is going to be new to them. They've all experienced postseason play. From my view, I'm really happy with where our starting pitching is. And big thing, unless you just need to stay healthy. You know, that's the biggest thing. Shoot, Cody Bradford was a pitcher in 18. You know, if we lose him, he only pitched 3 innings for us due to surgery. The biggest thing is they just need to stay healthy because that's when everything gets down.
You start off the season at home against Nebraska. What can you tell us about the Cornhuskers?
They're going to come in ready to play. I know it's about 11 degrees right now, so I know they're going to be excited to get out of that. But I, you know what, their pitching staff is going to be fairly new, so we got to learn about them real quick. But they're going to have a veteran offense, so we're going to have our work cut out for us.
And then you also are going to take part in the Houston College Classic again. That's always a big test, especially when you have to take on guys like Arkansas and LSU.
Yeah, that's always a great way to kind of get things going, isn't it? Just jumping into a buzzsaw like that. But you know what? It's just a great opportunity to play against great teams in an amazing environment. The fan support is unbelievable down there. You know, usually playing in front of 10 to 20,000 people. So, just a great opportunity for our guys to kind of create some good memories going out there playing and hopefully playing some good baseball at the same time.
And looking ahead on your schedule, it looks like your only out-of-state trip is out to California to Cal Poly. That's kind of the old home stomping grounds for you, isn't it?
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. It's a couple of hours north of Pepperdine. Larry Lee and I are great friends. Larry Lee actually played. So I think it's really important to take your guys and, like I said, just kind of get comfortable, take them to different places, play against different teams, different styles of baseball. So that way it prepares most of it.
Coach, we thank you for your time today. Good luck on Friday or this weekend against the Cornhuskers, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate everything you do.